chaplain who's going to have a Christmas message for you. So please welcome the Reverend Roger Higginson. Thank you.
Well, Ms. Byrne, it's real joy to be with you tonight, just for a few moments to share something about the message of Jesus Christ. You know, in Luke's Gospel chapter 2, we read about the shepherds on that first Christmas night outside of Bethlehem. And they were filled with fear. And we live in a world where we can be anxious, afraid, worried, with burdens, concerns, and cares. And the Gospel of Jesus Christ is the answer to the human heart. Those shepherds that night had a visitation from heaven, and an angel came and said to them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour, which is Christ the Lord." And those words there, good tidings, could be translated gospel. We live in a world where there's so much bad news, things that worry us and make us afraid. But friends, tonight there's good news. People of Lisburn, there's good news, and that good news is found in the Son of God, the Lord Jesus Christ. Unto you, that's how personal it is. Fear not. Here's good news for all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Saviour. God looked down on this world of ours. He saw you and he saw me long before we were ever born. And he saw this world that is broken and fallen. He didn't send a psychologist. He didn't send someone to fix the economy. He didn't send a politician. He sent a Saviour. Because every single one of us tonight need a Saviour. Everybody likes to hear a good story. And the greatest story that was ever told began in the stable at Bethlehem. And at this Christmas time, as we close out an old year, as we celebrate Christmas with our friends and families and loved ones, as we face the unknown future of 2023, it's my prayer that you will come to know the greatest gift that the world can ever receive, the gift of God's love, the greatest story ever told, reminds us of the greatest love that the world has ever known. For God so loved the world. Can I tell you tonight that God loves you? Never forget that. God loves you. And as long as there's a God in heaven, and as long as you've got breath in your lungs, there's always hope. Whatever you're facing, whatever your needs are, God sent his Son to be a Savior. And that journey that the Savior took from heaven to earth, to that manger, to that stable, would end one day at a cross where he laid down his life, paid the price for our sins, rose again the third day, and is alive forevermore. Thanks be unto God for his unspeakable gift. Whenever you think about Christmas, you think about giving and receiving gifts. God so loved the world that he gave the very best that he had to give so that we could enjoy a relationship with him and experience life eternal. May God bless you, Lisburn, and may you receive that gift even tonight, the gift of God, which is eternal life through Jesus Christ, our Lord. Thank you for your time, and God bless you, Lisburn.